So this episode is called Dad and Partner Life.
Yep.
So I know that I obviously had Heath at the start of season one.
Yep.
And you had little Mac towards the end of season two.
Yep.
And we did a kind of little first intro episode into all these questions that you had about being a dad and all these
pooing nappies and
pooing
stuff.
Nappies, all that sort of stuff. You started a video series of random things about like nappy bins and putting the seat in the car and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. Diary of a New Dad.
Yeah, but let's fill in the blanks of what we've kind of missed out on since then.
Yeah, so I think Mackenzie was 1 month old when we finished season two in September last year, and now we're in November, so she is 16 months old. She's so funny.
You're good at that because I can't do the month thing.
Yeah, I think she's 16 months old now, and she's a hoot. She's so funny. And unfortunately for Jamie, my partner, she's a mini me. Like, she just doesn't stop, and she's into everything she shouldn't be. But she's so funny. She's so guilty but so innocent, and she's testing every day now because she's like on the move. She's so funny. Laugh with her every day, but. It's fucking hard.
So tell us, like, I mean, that brings me to what my first question was going to be with you. Like, we were super early in the last one. So, like, excitement, nerves, all that kind of stuff kind of gets the best of you in that initial period. Now that the dust has settled, or since the dust has settled, how has the transition been from living the Nitro Circus life on the road, all that sort of stuff, to then becoming like a family man?
Yep.
At home and doing all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think I was definitely a very selfish person pre-becoming a father. Like, even in my previous relationships and friendships and stuff, Brownie always did whatever Brownie wanted, like, no matter what it was, whether it was going out to the pub and drinking for 2 days, whatever it might be. If I didn't want to do something, I wouldn't do it, and vice versa. I've kind of just did whatever I wanted to do. And then all of a sudden a child turns up in your life and you can't do whatever you want whenever you want, and you have to kind of reassess your professional life and your personal life. And one of the things is, like, your partner life as well. Like, that's kind of all the books and cheat sheets you read about how to be a great parent is awesome, but they don't really give you the inside tracking on, like, how it affects your relationship and how much work you have to do on that, and, you know, continue to be on a united front, where a lot of times you kind of have very different ideas about what parenting looks like because you're both learning on the fly. Like, you're literally responsible for keeping a tiny human alive, and so then you're also navigating, you know, constant tiredness and holding down a job. And, you know, like, Jamie went back to work, and it was so hard because, like, we were both working full time, and then, you know, Mackenzie going to daycare and then picking her up, and it was just like such a blur, honestly. Like, that kind of 1 month to 12 months old is like, I barely remember it now. Like, I'm so lucky that we've taken so many photos and videos to give you the reminders of what that time was like, because that haze you're in for that amount of time, and then all of a sudden she starts walking and talking, and we're on this whole new wave of, like, firsts and so much fun. And then we've decided to have another baby, which is coming next week too, just to make things a little bit more complicated.
It's not so much of an exclusive, but no. to the podcast it's an exclusive,
because
we hadn't even approached that.
Not
to mention the fact that I'm trying to rack my brain if I even announced that Ash and I were having a second baby.
You've just turned up with a second kid too.
I've just, make a baby.
Skip this, make a baby.
Little Reed was born in May.
Yep.
And, he's trolling along now. I'm actually on paternity leave at the moment.
Living. He's doing the laundry when I got it here at the podcast studios today.
There you go. Right. Say that again.
You were doing the laundry when I arrived at the podcast studio, which is Luke's and Ash's house.
There you go. That's been a crazy journey, and I'm excited, nervous, all those sorts of things for you for number two to come along. Because it does change again. Like, the dynamic is crazy. I kind of went into number two thinking, well, I mean, we got through one. He had a lot of problems at birth. It was really hard. It was stressful. It was really upsetting. It was a sad time.
Yeah.
Which we finally eventually got to like a really happy time, and it's amazing now. Like the team we've got looking after Heath just have made the process so amazing, and Heath just lives a normal life. And then so I kind of went into baby two going, oh, well, it's going to be easy if he doesn't have any of these issues. It's going to just be a baby. Like the rest of it was a walk in the park. I was so wrong.
Mm.
Reed's biggest problem was he had colic from birth.
Yeah.
And it really affected us in a totally different way. Like it's crazy to think that something so small like colic, I mean, it's so common, it's so normal, can be just as hard as like what Heath was going through.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's my warning for you.
Yeah.
Don't go in blasé.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. I definitely feel a lot different going into this one. I probably like more excited than nervous. I think baby number one was like, it was kind of had my fears, and kind of most of those were unfounded, what I was worried about. But a whole bunch of other things kind of strike you, like the sleep deprivation initially. I've talked about this before. I thought I was so well versed to handle sleep deprivation just because of the lifestyle I led, like on Nitro Circus tours where you just burn the candle at both ends and, you know, party hard, work harder is what we always used to say. But like baby-induced sleep deprivation is like so hard, and then you've got to go to work and Jamie has to be like a mum 20 hours a day. He gets 4 hours sleep a day. It's like, it's so hard. And that's, you know, one of the things I think is really hard on your relationship is totally. That you're just like, when you're tired like that, you probably say and do things that you don't probably mean. And you've like, you kind of can get a bit edgy. I know I'm guilty of it. And sometimes now, like, I think I'm a lot better just saying, hey, I just need some sleep. One of the things the podcast really taught me, and in fact, probably just before the podcast started, was like, it's okay to put your hand up for help, like no matter what the circumstances is. Like in my case, it was the battle with depression back then. But like if you need help at work, or if you're like, if you need help, if you need your mum to come and look after your baby, which I've done, like when it's like daddy daycare, I'll often just take Mackenzie around to mum's and just hang out there, because I mean, being a dad probably still doesn't come supernaturally. Like, it's still like you're still working and learning. Like, you're doing an apprenticeship parenthood.
Massively. And that it essentially could be an 18-year apprenticeship.
Yeah.
Just learning new things all the time.
Yeah, well, and as I say, like, the second kid can have a whole bunch of different kind of characteristics and traits and kind of wants and needs. So parenting would be really easy, I think, if baby number two was going to be a lot exactly the same as Mackenzie, because you know what to expect at every corner, and you know that what's going to push her buttons and what she needs. We're lucky Mackenzie sleeps a lot. Like, she sleeps through the night most times. There's, we've got a streaking dog coming through the studio right now.
Clive's gone through the room three times. I totally agree with you, and I think that's where I was sort of coming from with Reed. Like, I thought I knew it all. Like, I thought it was done. But like, the issues that we kind of have with him is that he is so much more attached to Ash than Heath ever was. I mean, Heath, to credit, like Heath loves Ash now, like ridiculously too much. She follows him around. He follows her around the house, commentating like her life, like everything. Like, well, mummy getting dressed, mummy's going to the toilet, mummy's getting coffee, mummy's doing this. And Ash is just like, yes, Heath, I'm doing all these things. You don't have to follow me everywhere. But in sort of a extreme mode, like Heath never got that time with Ash in the beginning because he was in the hospital, and there was so much time where we couldn't get cuddle time and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So whereas Reed is the totally opposite. He just only wants mum. And sometimes, like, it'll be the middle of the night, I've offered to do the feeds. And Reed just will not drink for me.
Yeah.
He just will not have a bottle.
Yeah.
And then I'll try for 45 minutes to an hour. I'll have like sort of screaming matches where he's just yelling at me, going nuts. And then I'll pass him over to Ash and he'll just stop and then just drink straight away.
Yep. I think the exact same thing happens to me. I struggle to get Mackenzie to bed and then Jamie just comes in. I swear she's got some sort of magic wand or there's an off switch on Mackenzie that I don't know about and Jamie does.
Yeah, I wish they'd tell us.
Yeah. Mummy's girl, yeah, mummy's boy.
I mean, it's obviously that full connection that they do have with them. And you kind of don't believe it until you're in that moment where they just will not do anything
maternal
for you.
Maternal instincts.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, that's been kind of like the troubling part, for me with number two, but in saying that, like, the sleep deprivation, does get to you, it does come back. And I think better for you because you've had less of a sort of, amount of time between of sleeping through.
Yeah.
I think we got to that point of we're almost home free and then you get dragged back into it. And I think that's almost even
worse. We're going through a bit of a sleep regression at the moment. So there's some late nights and early mornings.
Well, there you go, practice.
Yeah. My grand plan was, because so we're like 10 days away from having this baby now, baby number two. For some reason I had in my head, like, Jamie and I would just get really well rested in the lead up to that, that baby coming. And the exact opposite has happened because there's so much to do. Jamie's doing all of it. I should be doing more, definitely.
What are you doing here,
mate? So, sorry, Dale. This is on my lunch break. Thanks very much for my work. And then Mackenzie has decided that she no longer wants to just go to bed at 6:30 and wake up at 6:30. So we've kind of lost 3 hours of the day getting up really early. I don't even know what I'm talking about. How long have we got on this episode? Oh, Jamie's calling. Call you back, Dale.
So, yeah, I mean, my point exactly is that I think this is good practice for it anyway. You're in it. It'll end. It'll get there one day.
Yeah.
I feel like I was like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, I thought this would never get better. And then I went on paternity leave. I think Reed's getting to know me a little bit better.
Yeah.
He still will have the odd moment where he's just like, nope, not going to drink for you. But we had a chat the other night and I feel like we reached common ground and he's accepted me and he's like, I'm part of the pack now, and we can kind of move on. He slept through last night and only had one feed instead of the two. So progress.
Yeah. It's so funny. I've kind of never not felt a connection with Mackenzie. Like, I've never been as good as getting her to sleep as Jamie does so wonderfully well. Like, I'll just kind of get frustrated and, you know, just, I can't do this. It's not Mackenzie throwing her toys out of the cot, it's me. But it's now like Mackenzie's walking and talking and like listening, or sometimes like a father listening but not listening. And every day is so fun. It's just, it's such a hard job being a parent, but it's the best job in the world.
Yeah. I think, as you say, like, being a dad is hard, but giving the support to your partner is the kind of the thing that you kind of just brush under and you forget about.
Yep.
And that's almost the more important part.
It is 100%. Yeah. It is. I think it's a lot easier to be a dad than it is to be a good partner. And I think that's something I'm always trying to work on and be better at.
Definitely. And I mean, I said it in our sort of intro episode about mine and Ash's relationship. I know in myself, I had gone down a bad road and I had ended up not being a great partner and not doing my part in this whole family side of things.
Yeah.
We've kind of turned a corner. We're working on it and I feel like we're in a really good place again. Well, probably the best place we've been in.
That's awesome, because you definitely weren't practicing what we were preaching on the podcast, were we?
No way. And I mean, there's so many things that I'm trying to change in myself at the moment, and it's my approach to how I speak to her and how much I check in with her and how we spend time together and all that sorts of things, but also spending time apart and doing those things to keep my mental side on track. Like, I'm doing boxing again.
Oh, your deadly weapon.
So it's kind of giving me the outlet that I need, as well as giving Ash the alone time that she needs as well away from me, because like from COVID being stuck together for so long to then working from home for most of the time, also Ash being on maternity leave, like it's a lot of time together. And sometimes separate, sometimes doing things separately is where it works. And then also on top of that, I think I told you, I'm doing a mental health first aid
course. Oh, yep. Yeah, I did that.
Which you did.
Yep.
So I'm doing that in later in the month.
Cool.
And I mean, two prong sort of approach to that is that I kind of represent the mental health group at work.
Yep.
As well.
Yep.
So I organize that for everyone at work to do that, but then also I want to do that for myself and for Ash, just to to kind of be better at how I approach talking about mental health on this podcast.
Yep.
And bringing that home.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Not just doing it for the audience and not just doing it for you and me, but number one is for Ash.
Yeah.
And also just like keeping my mental health in check. As you say, like you get so frustrated with the kids when they don't do what you want to do your way. And so understanding how kind of like Ash approaches those things with Heath, especially at this time, and staying calm and talking to them.
Yeah.
And working out their issues, because like he's almost 3 years old. Like they're just, he can have meltdowns about the smallest things, and there's no reasoning with him. There's no point to this whole meltdown, and there's no way to kind of snap them out of it. You've just got to go with it, and you've got to talk to them, explain to them, and try to work out where their mind's going and all those sorts of things. It's so
very complex, isn't it?
It is complex, but at the same time, like the complexities of mental breakdowns that he has, it also brings on like full-on amazing conversations that you have with him.
And yeah,
like
that's cool.
It's almost like it twofold, like you have these meltdowns, but then you have such intriguing and intellectual almost conversations with him.
Yep.
Where he's telling you how he feels, he's asking for things properly, he's doing what he's told, he's helping, like with Reed being like a proper baby, like I could be trying to feed him and only have one arm, and I'll say to Heath, "Oh, Heath, can you grab me a wipe?" Yeah. And you go, "Yep, grab a wipe."
Oh,
no,
wipe.
I'm not getting him to get me beers or alcohol, okay. Which actually that's another point, is I'm off alcohol too.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't drink much anymore either.
Well, I mean, it's not like I was an alcoholic, and it's not like you're an alcoholic. No, no one in our group really is. Like, but even in the moments where, like, I'm in a situation where people are drinking, I'm just drinking non-alcoholic beers now.
Yeah,
I love them.
Well, I just remove myself from those situations. It's easier.
Yeah. See, I don't want to remove myself. See, I think that's what leads to me going introverted and not talking about
that's fair
issues.
Enough.
And like, I've been to multiple work events now where everyone's drinking. I was drinking non-alcoholic, and most people don't even notice.
Yeah.
And then it also just gives me the freedom of coming home, and if I know that I'm not going to get sleep, not being a hungover sick mess.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only had one hangover since I've been a dad, and it was horrific.
It is the worst. But I feel like the kids know. Like, they know that you've done something.
They're going to turn it on.
And they turn it on for it. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's something my daughter would do probably.
Yeah.
Well, is that 20 minutes?
We've just hit 20.
Oh, that's a wrap. How do we wrap? That's it?
Well, I mean, that's it. That's pretty much it. I think we got a lot out there just then. And I think a lot of our feelings.
Yeah.
We can always come back.
We're going to be dads and partners for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this is dads and partner episode one.
Yeah.
Down the road, I'm sure we'll have an episode two.
Yeah.
Especially when you have number two come along.
Yep.
And yeah, so I think...
What are we doing next?
We're going to do a different topic next week. What are we going to do next week?
I don't know.
I think I said it. Jobs.
Jobs. Oh, jobs. Work.
Jobs. Oof. Or work life.
Juicy.
Juicy.
Strap yourselves in.
Strap yourselves in. But yeah, if you've just, again, if you've stumbled across this, hit us up on Instagram, skip this podcast, and also... like and share all our podcasts, and if you haven't, go back and listen to some of the old episodes and see the true Nathan and Lucas.
That'd be cool.
From back then.
Yeah, it's a good back catalogue.
It's a back catalogue. There you go.
You heard it here first.
All right, well, Nathan, we'll chat next week.
Okay, mate, bye.
Bye-bye.